Welcome back to the Irresistible You podcast. This is my series, 10 pounds, 10 times, where I'm sharing my journey to lose 100 pounds in 10 pound increments. I am so glad to be back, you guys. Last week, I was on spring break with the kids, and I just published an episode this week about my epiphany that I had while I was up in the mountains about food just not being fun anymore. And I really want you to go listen to that episode if you haven't already. It's episode 215. I'm going to get into it. Let's talk about results. Let's talk about where I'm at. So my last episode with you was on March 27th. So last week I was not here with a podcast. I am now back this week. While I was vacationing last week, a couple things. I was 217 last time I talked to you on the week of March 27th. Last week, I saw the scale go up to 218. Like, okay, it's a pound, whatever. And this was, it was early last week, I want to say, in the week. And so then I went on the trip with the kids, and mind you, that week I was also on my period. So cravings were higher prior to that. Water rate, you know the deal. And so when I got home over the weekend, this past weekend, I got on the scale and I was blown away because I am down to 215. So I lost weight while out of town, while traveling, and I think a lot of it has to do with obviously the tirzepatide injections, but where I'm at with eating food, which you can hear more about that in episode 215. So as of this recording, it is April 9th today. As I'm recording this, you'll probably hear this on the 10th or the 11th. I am down to 215. I am just so excited to finally have this momentum that's continuing, and I feel better. I even noticed in the mirror the other day, I was like, okay, I can kind of start to see where things are changing, and it just feels really good. So as you know, we are doing this in 10 pound increments. We have 5 more pounds to get out of the 210s. And I can see it happening now. Like, I can see it happening, you know, maybe by the end of April, even. I don't know. Could we get there by the end of April? Let's shoot for that. Like, that's going to be my goal, is that by the end of April, I'm going to see the 209. We're going to get to the 209 and say goodbye, adios, see you later to the 210s. I'm done with you. This just, it feels so good. So in grand total, if I start with where I started from, which is my highest weight, which was 270, I am down almost 55 pounds. That's insane to me. Like, that's crazy. It's crazy. And I feel really good about that. I feel good about how I'm looking, how I'm feeling physically, and I want to keep this momentum going. Now, in terms of what I'm doing, I'm not doing anything different. I'm not tracking. I'm not measuring. I'm not counting points. And I really dove deep into the why around all of that in episode 215. And how the injections are a tool. They are helping tremendously, but they're not the only reason why the weight is coming off for me. Weight loss is not just to do this one thing and the weight comes off. It's a combination of different things, right? But I feel like it's giving me my brain back. It's giving me my life back. It's just, it's made a difference not only in the scale, but my blood work, my like feeling inflammation in my body, all kinds of things, honestly. So I'm probably going to keep this episode short and sweet. That's really the goal of 10 pounds, 10 times, is to check in with you, tell you where I was, where I'm at, and where I'm going with the weight loss. And so in the month of March, looking at March, where I started from and where I ended. I'm gonna end it with the 215 since it was like early April. We're gonna use that number. I'm down 8 pounds. 8 pounds. And the beginning of April, I mean, the beginning of March is when I went up to the 12.5 dose of tirzepatide. And that is when I noticed it's truly working now. Like, I know it was working before. It was slow going. I was starting to have some doubts about whether I should continue. And once I went up to the 12.5 for my body and for me is when I truly noticed, oh shit, this is what it's supposed to be like. This is like really, really kicking in and this is really working. So we're at 215. My goal by the end of April is to be at 209. And the way I do things is it's not so much, okay, next week when I talk to you, I want to have lost 2 pounds. It's really hard to do week to week because, and to put yourself with that expectation because of the fluctuations in, you know, cycles and weight and things like that. So the way that I look at things is, yes, I'm checking week over week, but I'm also measuring, okay, over the month, what have I lost? Because it's a bigger picture of what happened within that month. So my goal is to see that 209 on the scale. And I know that if I stay focused, if I stay mindful, if I stay doing what I'm doing, eating when I'm hungry, stopping when I've had enough, and not going into cravings, then I know I'm going to get there. And you know, naturally with the weather changing and it being spring, I am being active more, and not even on purpose. It's just a byproduct of the weather, of like walking to the playground with the kids, taking Chewy for more walks, getting out and doing more activities. So, you know, it's feeling really good. So as far as what my plan is going forward, I'm not tracking. I'm not going to be tracking. I'm not going to be measuring. If that changes down the road, fine. Like, I'll make that decision if I need to. But as of right now, I am riding this wave of being able to eat like a normal person. And it feels really good. It feels really freeing. It feels liberating. It feels great. Like, and as long as I can ride that wave and do that, then that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm not eating out of control. I'm not eating horrible food. I think even before the shots, I had already adapted a way of eating that was pretty healthy anyway. It's not like I eat, you know, fast food all the time and junk food all the time. I don't. So I don't know. It's just really good. So we're at the 215. So we're here. We're here and it feels great. And I'm going to get to that 209. And I hope you guys, if you're on a journey as well, that things are going good. Let me know how you're doing. You can chat with me over on Instagram at Irresistible Icing. I also just wanted to say again, for the tirzepatide injections, I'm using a telehealth company called Mochi Health. I highly recommend it. It's been a fantastic process. It's the easiest thing I've ever done. And it's just, there's no drama. There's no complications. It is what it is. They don't charge you more if you go up in dose. It's one flat rate for the medication. And if you want to try that as well, I have a referral code in the show notes that you can grab and put it in the link at checkout that will get you $40 off your first month for the subscription cost. Because there's a subscription cost and then there's your medication cost. But this is an investment for me that I just will continue to do. I need to do it. This is meant for me. This is what I need to be doing. And it's making me healthier in so many different ways. So just wanted to pop in, say hello, let you know how things are going. And I wish you all the best in your journeys as well. And if things aren't going how you want, just please hang in there. Please hang in there. I had a rough month in February with the numbers. And you just sometimes have to put that faith and keep doing what you're doing. Hang in there and know that eventually, if you stay in that focus, you're going to get where you need to go. So that's all for this week. Make sure again you check into episode 215. I will catch you in the next episode. And until then, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.